Fisher Oaks Savannah is home to, among other things, rare orange-fringed orchids and legless lizards, lizards that look more like snakes. Fire is one of the tools to help sustain the biodiversity of certain natural areas. Gus Nyberg, executive director of Niches Land Trust in Lafayette, says Native Americans use fire to manage their lands and that lightning strikes are nature's way of promoting biodiversity too. Nyberg says for this savanna, the prescribed fire he is leading will open up the tree canopy, allowing more sunlight to hit the ground, helping the orange-fringed orchids to thrive.
Doug, Bill, Jake, Bob will be on that line. And
today, wildland firefighters are burning 50 acres of mostly oak savanna and some prairie. Nyberg says his crew includes volunteers and members of Niches dedicated to helping preserve endangered natural areas.
Things have been pretty good in Indiana for the last couple of years with the Healthy River Initiative, buying and adding ground with the Bicentennial Nature Trust as well. But, you know, we kind of reached an impasse or slowed down a lot in public land acquisition. And not-for-profit land trusts really kind of filled that void, whether they're national ones like the Nature Conservancy or regional ones like Niches. But it gives a local group of people, in the case of Niches, control to kind of create the destiny of their own landscape.
Nyberg says studies have shown 200 acres is the minimum needed to maintain the diversity of native plants and wildflowers long term.
But we would like to see this property grow to be 1,000 acres at least, you know, something that's large enough so that there's a large enough pool of bull snakes out here, legless lizards, garter snakes, and possibly even the box turtles that, you know, the Sizemores used to see on their property but haven't seen for a few years. You know, if we can critically pull that population back from the brink, that's the goal.
Fisher Oaks Savannah is just over 200 acres with another natural area a half mile to the north. Nyberg is in contact with the landowners in between in hopes that they'll decide to sell their land to Niches someday.
We're based on willing sellers only, so a lot of the work that we do is just being good neighbors and trying to position ourselves financially to be able to move on the property when it becomes available.
At the end of the prescribed fire, the ground is blackened, but Nyberg says it won't stay that way long.
If it stays in the days in the 40s and 50s and gets a little sun on the ground, you'll see green in here in a week, but at the most 2 weeks, it'll start greening up.
Fisher Oaks Savanna is one of several of Niches' 37 properties where prescribed fire is being used this spring. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee DeNoon.